Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Ches Omer Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are learning Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, and we're up to Seif Tes, dealing again with some of the halachos of selling things like a shul. The Mechaber says, Kishemochen Anshe HaKfar Beis HaKnesses. When the people of a small village, of a small city, are selling their shul, which we've already talked about in previous shurim, has a different status than the shuls of a large city, which are more for the entire world and can't be as easily sold. But in the small village, that's this small village's shul. It doesn't belong to the rest of the Jewish community, outside of their community, and therefore they can sell it as they desire to. So when they sell such a shul, Yecholim L'machro Mimkar Olam, they can sell it as a permanent sale to whoever's buying it, and the purchaser can do with this shul, this building, with whatever he would like. He can use it for his apartment, he can use it for other activities, with the exception, chutz, he's not allowed to make it into something that's a very disparaging or disgusting type of activity. Mimerchutz, he can't make it into a bathhouse, ubursiki, a tannery that's very foul-smelling, excrements that we use in the tanning process, so you can't make the shul into such a factory for tanning. Ubeis tefillah can't be used even for a mikvah. Ubeis akisa can't be used for a public bathroom. So therefore, these things are considered outside the realm of what you can sell your normal shul for somebody to use. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Gimel writes, "V'wad din b'shul krachim." He says the same thing actually applies for the large public shuls that were found in the large communities that were really built for all the Jews of all the world who would stop in over there. So he says the halacha really applies here as well, as long as it's under the circumstances of huadin b'shol krachem kishetolu b'shas habinyin b'das yochid, that when they built this, it was with the understanding that if they wanted to, they could sell it at a later point in time, as we've already learned in Siv Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Nun Dalet. He writes, Kivan sha'anshi ha'ir o tov ha'ir maskimim l'machira, since this is a permanent sale, because it has the permission of the Zayin Tuvei ha'ir with the presence of the city, they know about it, as we've also learned in Siv Zayin, so therefore this is a permanent sale, and the purchaser can use it for the purposes that we mentioned, other than the four disparaging purposes. Siv Katan Nun Hei, except for those four disparaging purposes, shekol eluhim tashmishim magunim ma'od. These are very, very disparaging uses, and you can't use it for that. But also, it's just inappropriate and usur to have these types of activities on the place where there used to be a shul. The Chofetz Chaim adds in the Shaar HaTzion in Sif Katan Nun Gimel, and he writes, "Hainu av shemehad domim kona beis haKnesses acher o sefer Torah." Even if the funds that they used to sell this building are now going to purchase a high level kedusha like a sefer Torah or at least another shul, you still can't use it. For these types of disparaging activities. The issue footnote number 71 brings down, however, uba ofen shakone sosro ligamri, if the purchaser is going to knock the building down, the shul is no longer going to be existent at all over there, and he's going to rebuild it in a new building in that place, so then the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Azaz Zatzal, says, ein sarach lizor b'chozeh, then you don't have to be as careful and as strict about not using it for these types of activities. Furthermore, he brings down the chin likvah beis knesses biofen zmani b'mokom amyuad lios mikvah. If you wanted to go and eventually build a mikvah in the place where there's a shul right now, so Rav Azda also in the Shevet HaLevi adds shemuta. This is also permissible because there's only a temporary shul here right now, and basically is with the understanding that will eventually be a mikvah over there. He says, what about selling a shul to become, unfortunately, a house of tiflo shel nachum, to become a church or a house of avodah zarah? So Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, Yigas Moshe, and also Dain Weiss, Zatzal, and Minchas Yitzchak, write, Shechoshev Hadover Kishimu Shel Bizoyin. This is also a disparaging type of usage, and it's even a bigger genai than the four things that we already mentioned, and you shouldn't do this. To even sell it to a guy, Dain Weiss says, in the name of the Marsham, Sheesh Lahatir, that you do have a heter to do this. However, Shelo Zetshuva Simra Yehoshua says, no, you can't do that, because you're concerned that he's going to eventually sell it and to become a church. Finally, what about the building the place of the shul offices or apartment buildings? Because they will have a bathroom inside these apartment buildings or offices. So Vayashiv Zatzal says, ain't Issa B'davar. That, there is no Issa over here, because the Ikka purpose isn't over here for the bathroom. They just need a bathroom to serve the people that will be in these offices or in these apartments. So therefore he says that's permissible. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Afilu im nofal habinyan b'mokam ahu, v'nisha rak tel b'yalma. The Mishnah Berurah states, if the building fell down and now there's just a mound over there, you still shouldn't use it for these four disparaging purposes. Also, l'shtamishon be'elu ha'arba dvarim. As opposed to Rav Vosna, we just brought down, said if you rebuild a new building over there, it might be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "V'chein also lizra b'makom hu." You're not allowed to plant in that place. She calls it ginai l'makom shoyim mitchila beis haknesses, because that's an inappropriate usage for a place that used to be a beis haknesses. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and writes, "V'yemocheruha shiva tovia ir b'may b'an shir." However, if the shul was sold by the executive committee, the zayin tovia ir, with the understanding or the presence of the town, yas alokeach afilu elu arba dvarim, then the purchaser can even do these four disparaging types of thing over there because they had the permission to sell it to remove totally the kedusha from the shul. Sivkot Nun Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Hu Adin, the same thing would apply, Shayidei Shiva Tova Yir, B'may Manan Shiyir, Mutar Lohotzi Adomim L'chol Mashiyir Tzu. They could even take the funds that they got for this and use them for whatever they want, Afilu Devar Chol, even for a secular purpose, as we've already discussed. Sivkot Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Afilu Elu Harbar Dvarim, even for these four disparaging things, he says, not so fast. Ayin in the Bir Halacha, the Din Zelo Berira. He goes into a much longer discussion over here in the Bir Halacha as to whether this is really permissible or not, and he concludes, L'chatchila, b'vadei tzorich lizor b'zeh. Certainly one should not do this l'chatchila, to go and have the place where it was a shul sold to somebody to use it for one of these four types of disparaging purposes. Tishu footnote number 73 brings down, the seller himself, Yafa Mocher, brings down from the Shevet Alevi, Ishtadel shalol l'mochu l'dovri maguna. When he has a choice at all in the matter, he should try to sell it to somebody he knows will not use some of these disparaging types of activities on this place. What about the question of building a bathroom inside a shul? Are you allowed to do that? For example, you have older people there, especially that need to be close to a bathroom. You can't have it outside. So he says, the Shevet HaLevi, that is, also adds over here, Yesh L'Hokko, that is permissible, because it's really the tzorich of the Beis HaKnesses over here, and therefore it is allowed. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that states, and this he brings down in the name of the Rosh and the Nimuki Yosef and the Sefer Orchos Achayim. He writes, Yesh Omrim the Yochid Bishalo. If an individual has a private shul, or Afilu Sefer Torah, or even he has his own private Sefer Torah, Mutul Lemachro, he is permitted to sell the shul or the Sefer Torah, Velasos Bedomov Komash Yitzin, and he can do with it whatever he wants. However, Kol Shalohi Kishu, this is only in a situation where he didn't sanctify it or give it over to the rabbin, to the community, likros b'rabbin, to read the Sefer Torah in the rabbin. But he brings down, and this is from the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, v'yesh misha osa. The Rambam says, no, you can't do this. Elam kin limo Torah olisa isha. Unless it's for the purpose of learning Torah or to marry off a woman, a person is not allowed to sell his own private Sefer Torah, even though it's his. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Tes writes, Hatam, the reason why an individual is allowed to sell it, the al shelo yesh lo koach kishiva tov yair b'may b'an she'ir b'shol tzibur. Because an individual has the same koach, even stronger, than the zayin tov yair b'may b'an she'ir, the executive committee with the understanding or in the presence of the entire town. So they're allowed to sell it, the shul, for any purposes they want and use the money for any purposes they want. So halachas kama v'kama, can the individual, who's at least as strong as them, have permission to do this? Because the zayin tuvier are allowed to then go and sell this and use the money whatever they want, so too certainly the individual would be allowed to go use these funds and do with it whatever he would like. The issue footnote number 74 brings down, Le'inyon bati medra shol tzadikim zbanenu. I assume he's talking about something like a private personal base medrash that belongs, so to say, to a tzaddik. The tzaddik is that base medrash. So Kosul B'Shelus Tshuvas Divrei Chaim, he brings down, as well from the Shevet HaLevi, from Avos HaZatzal, Shenach Shavim Shel Yochid, these private shtibloch that are like the place of the base medrash of a tzaddik, so they also have the status of belonging to an individual. Ki, when people, they gave it basically to this person, and he has the right to do with it as he wants. The Shevet HaLevi adds, Shebizmanenu, Ro Bati HaKnesses Ubati HaMedrash Hem Kishol Yochid. So nowadays, these shtibulach, or these private synagogues associated with a certain tzaddik, have the status of being a private shul. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Samach. He says, in the name of the Olas HaTomit, Kovasava Olas HaTomit, the Af Levi Deyazu, the Mutter, the Ein HaDomim Nispos Mikdusha, that a person, according to this opinion, is allowed to go and sell the Sefer Torah, and the money doesn't retain the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, he's allowed to do with the money whatever he wants. Nevertheless, he brings down, Mikol Mokum, Lekul, Ayalma, Ein, Roes, Simen, Brocha, B'Domim, Elu. even though you may halachically be allowed to do this, it's not going to be good for you. You're not going to see any sign of bracha. The money that you get here, you're going to end up losing that money in one way or the other. And he brings this down in the name of the El Yerabba as well. Not a good thing to sell a Sefer Torah just for some mundane purpose or for a non-holier purpose. If you need it for, as we said, to get married or you need it to learn Torah, that's a different story. But to just sell a Sefer Torah so you can go purchase something secular with it, you're not going to see a siman bracha from that, even if you are able to halachically do so. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Aleph writes, Magen Avraham points out over here, HaMagen Avraham Mitzadid, Dim Nisanu L'Rabim Likrosbo, if the person gave his private Sefer Torah to the public to use, and they're reading from it all the time, then also L'Kuli Alma, then certainly everybody would say, Afilu Lo Hikdisho Mamash, even if he didn't officially give it over to the shul, he didn't really donate to the shul, but he's letting the shul use it, and everybody's reading from it, so then it's as if he gave it over to the shul, and he's not allowed to just go and sell it for his own private purposes. The cause of oat, he adds further, Tzorich Iyun, you have to look into it. Ama Somchen Ha'olam, what does the Welt rely upon? What do people rely upon? Shemochrin Sefer Torah, they sell a Sefer Torah, Umishtamshin Bidmeyen, Afilu Nisonu Lebesa Knesses. And they use the funds, even though they gave that Sefer Torah over to the Besa Knesses, then they go and sell it. He doesn't understand how they can do this. Tzorich Lomer, he suggests as a Limut Schus, Kivin da Minokain. However, the Minok seems to be that people are allowed to do this. Havale, it's as if Keilu Hisna Betchila Shlo Tochol Kedushas Rab Malay. It must be that since people do this, when they do it, they're as if they explicitly stated, even though they didn't, that I'm giving this, that it doesn't get the Kedusha of the Rabbim on this Sefer Torah, and anytime I want, I can take it back. Ukamosha Kosa Biyaradeya Simin Rashad and Tessiv Bez Bahago, as the Ramah states over there in Yaradeya. And indeed, in Dirshu footnote number 77, he brings down from the Marsham, Shekivon Shenogu Lahaku was Manazeh, since people are makel nowadays to sell their private Sefer Torah, even though they gave it over to the shul to use, Miyavo Lahachmir Neged HaMinog. How can somebody go and be Machmir to say, no, you can't sell it, which goes against the Minog? However, Me'idach, on the other hand, the Kapachaim is very strong against this. And he writes, Shebizmanazel lo shamanu velorina, we haven't heard or seen, Mishinosin Sefer Torah Lebesa Knesses, velo kolomacho, and then he takes it back to sell it. And certainly one should be machmir and not allow this. In the Shelos of Chuvas Achiezer, he brings down She'en Lahoris Bezeh Het Lechatrila. You certainly shouldn't do this Lechatrila, and you should only do this Ein Tzorech Limchos B'Mekilim. You don't have to protest if an individual does this, because there are poskim that say that it's okay, they haven't come to a clear cut conclusion, and therefore it's a Sofik in the Din, and Sofik the Rabbanan Lekula. However, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah from later on. Shekadei shelo tochol lo kedushas rabim yosetov lehisnos b'mefurish kishem evi lebeis haknesses shurak l'ashe lebovat. In order to get around any troubles, when a person does bring his Sefer Torah to the shul, his private Sefer Torah, and says it's okay if the shul uses it, he should specifically state, I'm giving it over here on a Tanai, that whenever I want to, I can take it back and sell it. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Beis comments over here that there are those that disagree. We brought this down in the name of the Rambam. V'yesh Misha Oser. Well, the Deazud of Mishnah Berurah says, according to this opinion, even Afilu Shiva Tova Yair B'may Meran Sheyir Gam Kein Asurim Limkor Sefer Torah Lushtamish B'damel. According to this opinion, even if the executive committee, the Zion Tova Yair, the Board of Trustees, with the understanding in the presence of the community, and they go and sell this, it's forbidden to do so, to use then this money for secular purposes. However, El Imkein Hu Tuelis Bishulim Torah, but they would be allowed to sell this for the purposes of enhancing Torah learning. Via Mochar, if they did sell it, Tzorich Liknos B'damea Sefer Torah Cheres, then they must use the funds that they got for selling the Sefer Torah to go buy another Sefer Torah. From the Levush in Yoridea, however, it's Mashma De B'Shiva Tov Yair B'Mamid An She'ir L'Kuli Yama Mutu L'Shtamish B'damea. However, he brings down over here in the El Yerabba that the Levush disagrees and says you would be allowed to go, and as long as it was sold by the executive committee in the presence of the city, the Maibin An She'ir, you would be allowed to use the money for whatever purpose you want. Then he brings down Kosev Magen Avraham the Dafka B'Sefer Torah. This is specifically talking about a Sefer Torah. Avo B'Tash Mishe Kedusha, but with the mantle of a Sefer Torah, or the paroches of the Aron Kodesh, L'Kuli Yama Mutu B'Yochel L'Mochro U'Lishtamish B'Damer Komash Yirtze. If somebody had donated that, hadn't really donated, allowed the shul to use it, it's really his, he retains the rights to it, so he's allowed to sell it and do with the money whatever he wants. However, Miu, Meham Mechaber B'Yoridea, Muchach D'Yesh Misha Oser Sirulei, according to the Mechaber in Yoridea, it seems that this opinion of the Rambam, who says it's also with the Sefer Torah, would also say, Dafilu B'Tashmish, Nami Oser L'Shtamish B'Damer. One would also be forbidden with the Tashmishay of the Sefer Torah, the mantle, etc., to use those funds for anything other than for an equal or higher level of Kedusha. The yochid ein lo koach yeshiva tovi ir b'mayim ran she'ir, because he holds that the individual doesn't have the same strength as the executive committee in the presence of the anshei ha'ir. He finally brings down kotzwa achronim dafilu b'sefer Torah, even with the sefer Torah. Im konim mitchilo ha'sefer Torah kidei lemochwa. If a person purchases a sefer Torah, maybe as an investment, or maybe to save it from being degraded by whoever owns it right now, who found it, or some other reason like that, he's purchasing it in order to sell it. And certainly, certainly if somebody used the Sefer Torah to repay a debt to him, the guy owed him $50,000, he didn't have the money, so he said, okay, here, take the Sefer Torah instead, then everybody would agree that this individual now has the right to sell the Sefer Torah, and then any funds that he gets for the sale of the Sefer Torah, he can do with it whatever he wants. And he says, furthermore, look in your day in Simon Ayin Reish, the Sharei Sefarim Dinon Kesefer Torah, that other Sefarim have the halachic status over here like a Sefer Torah, but also and you're not allowed to sell them, elalil motorah or lisa isha, except for the purposes of marrying a woman or for learning Torah. But here it seems to be that there are two opinions. We brought down the first opinion that's more meikel, and the second opinion, namely the Rambam, that's more machmir. So he explains, that's talking about in a place where he gave it over to the Rambam to use it, so then you have to be stricter. But if you didn't give it over to the Rambam to use it, then you would be more lenient. The issue footnote number 79 brings down that in a situation where you are allowed to sell the Sefer Torah l'chatchila, for example, you purchased it with the understanding that you're purchasing in order to sell it, so then Rav Ozin, the Shevet HaLevi, brings down that you will see Gam Yiris Simen Bracha Mimomono Minamachira. You're allowed to, and it's not even something that's wrong, and you will be able to see a Simen Bracha from the money that you're getting. He adds, Sha'af in the Shtar Sefer Torah Biyodu Kamashanim, and even if you don't sell it right away, you delayed selling it for whatever the reason, and it stays in your possession for a number of years, Mistama Lo Chazabo, it seems on the Pashut that you still haven't given up that right to sell it, and you'd be allowed to. Tishu Futa number 80 brings down, Mishiesh Lo Swarm Rabin, if a person has a lot of swarm, so Rav Moshe Feinstein, that sound, the Yigris Moshe writes, Mutu Lo Lim Chor Mehem, you're allowed to sell some of them off. The Peleoates writes, Shaloyim Kor Odom Shum Sefer Sheesh Lo Bais. Disagrees with your emotion, says you shouldn't sell any swarm in your house. And even if you have multiple copies of it, you shouldn't sell it. And he brings down a scary story from the Sefer Chasidim, who brings a Maisa Be'echod, Shohayelo Sefer HaZohar Miutar Umochro. Somebody had an extra copy of the Zohar in his house and he sold it, and in a dream, they came to him and called him a Behema, which is the Rashi tables for Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. You have removed the holiness from the house. Behema is the abbreviation. And therefore, he suggests that one should not sell a sefer unless he absolutely has no choice. Again, we brought down for the purposes of learning Torah, we previously brought down for supporting or marrying off orphans, male and female, for pidyon shvuim, and for in general support of Torah, those are all permissible reasons. But otherwise, one should not sell svarim. One can't sell them, as we said, to purchase other svarim. That's acceptable as well. Sivkot and Samach Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to sell these things to learn Torah. Hainu l'spainis b'damah b'revach. That's in order that you should be able to go and live in comfort while you're learning Torah. Because avod tzorich inim mochun sefer Torah liknos gemara poskim pirushim. Are you allowed to sell a sefer Torah in order to purchase gemara and poskim, etc., and things like that? The reason you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah is for Talmud Torah. Because learning will bring you to Maisa, which is greater than just learning itself. Therefore, so then it would seem that you should be able to sell a Sefer Torah to purchase Svarim today. Because a person today cannot learn straight from a Sefer Torah, we need our Svarim in order to be able to learn properly. So it would seem to suggest that one would be able to sell a Sefer Torah to purchase other Svarim. That concludes today's share.